Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Mummy Rabbit's Birthday Surprise. Ria and Romy have woken up early today. It's Mummy Rabbit's birthday. Ria, Romy, and Daddy Rabbit, sing happy birthday for Mummy Rabbit. Please stay in bed, says Ria. We have a surprise for you. Ria and Romy have prepared a special birthday breakfast for you, says Daddy Rabbit, bringing in a tray of breakfast food. We've got cucumber and cheese sandwiches, strawberry yogurt, chocolate chip muffins, and freshly squeezed orange juice, says Ria. Mummy Rabbit gives Ria and Romy hugs and kisses. Thank you so much, she says. Daddy helped, says Romy. Only a little, smiles Daddy Rabbit. This is so delicious, says Mummy Rabbit, biting into a chocolate chip muffin. Why don't we all have breakfast here? There's plenty for everyone. So Ria, Romy, and Daddy Rabbit tuck into the food with her. Mummy, can we give you your birthday card now? Asks Ria. I would like that very much, says Mummy Rabbit, sipping on the orange juice. Romy hands her the card. Ria and I made it for you, he says. I can't write yet, but I drew this heart for you. I love it, says Mummy Rabbit. We've also got a gift for you, says Ria, heaping a small box on the tray. Romy and I bought it with our savings. Mummy Rabbit opens the box. There's a heart-shaped pendant inside. Because we love you, says Romy, wrapping his arms around her. It's beautiful, says Mummy Rabbit. This is the best gift ever. I love you both so much. After a hearty breakfast, Mummy Rabbit gets ready and comes downstairs. We thought we could all do something you like, says Daddy Rabbit, leading her to the garden. We're all going to paint, says Ria. This is a wonderful surprise, says Mummy Rabbit. The rabbit family spends the morning painting together. That's beautiful, Mummy, says Romy, as he admires the bowl of fruit she's painted. You all have done a great job as well, says Mummy Rabbit. This was so much fun. All this painting has made me hungry, says Ria. What would you like me to cook? Asks Mummy Rabbit. Who said anything about cooking? Says Daddy Rabbit. We're taking you out for a nice meal. Ria, Romy, and Daddy Rabbit get dressed for lunch. Is that a new dress? Asks Ria, as Mummy Rabbit comes down with Baby Rabbit. It's a gift from Daddy, replies Mummy Rabbit. You're looking so beautiful, says Romy. Where are we going? Asks Mummy Rabbit, as Daddy Rabbit starts the car. We can't tell you, giggles Romy. It's another surprise. I'm really looking forward to it, smiles Mummy Rabbit. We know how much you love Japanese food, says Daddy Rabbit, stopping the car in front of Shiro, the best Japanese restaurant in Pishinagri. This place is always full, says Mummy Rabbit. How did you manage to get us a table here? We made reservations almost a month ago, replies Ria. Manager Wolf seats the rabbit family at a corner table. Baby Rabbit even gets his own special chair. Are you ready to order the appetizers? Asks Server Monkey. Yes, we are, says Daddy Rabbit. We shall have mushroom gyoza, cucumber maki rolls, and cauliflower tempura. The rabbit family enjoys Mummy Rabbit's birthday dinner. The teppanyaki was so delicious, says Ria, smacking her lips. I agree, says Mummy Rabbit. I also really liked the soba noodle salad. We're not done just yet, smiles Daddy Rabbit, nodding at Manager Wolf. Manager Wolf brings out a cake with white frosting, topped with strawberry glaze. The Shiro team sings happy birthday, as the other customers also join in. Mummy Rabbit blows out the candle and smiles. Please serve the cake to everyone here, she says. The cake was so yummy, says Romy, as the valet brings their car to the front. I'm really curious to know what we're doing next, says Mummy Rabbit. It's time for a movie, grins Daddy Rabbit. Yippee, shout Ria and Romy. Hurry up everyone, says Daddy Rabbit, as they step inside the mall. Otherwise we're going to be late for the movie. So many lovely surprises today, says Mummy Rabbit. Thank you for making my birthday so special. So as the rabbit family rushes to the theater, it's time for us to say goodbye as well. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Rhea and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.